everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I love Him. The Lord has been true to His word. He loves us, He means it, and He's true to His word. Now, everything that He said, if you start from the book of Genesis, the Lord has been working out a redemptive plan for mankind. And He loves us so much to the point that He came and died for us. When Adam sinned and Adam sold his fig leaves together, he and Eve, and they ran from His voice in the cool of the day, the Lord didn't throw them away. He dealt with them. And after the dialogue, He told them what would happen. He talked about the seed of woman. He had a plan of redemption all along. He didn't give up on us. Now, in last week's broadcast, I said some things that's notable that we all need to understand. There are people who are sincere and they want to know God. They want to understand and they listen to the Lord. They take Him at His word. And when they believe on Jesus Christ, they come to life and they want to know more about Him. So you have pastors out there and ministers out there that really do love the love of God. They love His ways. They love His will. They love His purpose. They love His word. And they love His people. And they love to learn from the Holy Spirit. And they attract people who want to do the same thing. And the enemy, when a work is going on that's redemptive, that will get people on board with God, Satan wants to stop that in his tracks. He wants to shut it down. That's how he is. So when something's mounting up and looking better and better, and it looks successful, somebody's going to try to come and get in on it that don't share the same spirit of excellence. I've seen it so many ways. I've been going to church all my life, and I've seen it again and again and again and again. Because Jesus taught a parable saying that there are tares among the wheat. And in modern times, you got people who love the world, and they don't really, the love of the world system is a satanic system. It doesn't want to be subject to the ways of God. See, the ways of the world want to be free to do what it wants to do, when it wants to do it, no matter what the consequence, whether God likes it or not. But conscience-wise, people know that they need to serve God. So what the enemy has offered people, well, since even though you're a Christian, even though you love God, you can still do this over here, and it's not going to hurt anybody. And look over there, Sister So-and-so doing, and Brother Edgar over there doing the same thing. No, it don't work that way. You have to look at what Jesus did. See, Jesus showed us how to live. If you want the life that He has for you, if you want the destiny that He has for you, you have to do it His way. You can't go with the crowd on this. The crowd will do anything. And I've seen what the crowd can do. I come out of the crowd myself. And see, I remember before I was born again, I thought different. See, I'm going to tell you something about the world system. The Lord wanted me to show you how Satan works and operates. He wants you to know his tactics, see. The world leverages people and try to hold people back. If you buy into it, you can't see your way out. So when people preach Jesus, it doesn't take long to understand He's the way out. You know this. If you hear His message in truth, in spirit and in truth, and if you just want what's right, it's not hard to figure out that Jesus is the way out of this. And when you receive him as your Savior and as your King, see, you can receive him as your Savior, you'll live forever. But when you receive him as your Lord and as your King, when he tell you to do something, you'll do it. Now, people that are sincere, they obey. And people that are humble obey God. That's the way you know whether a person's humble or not. It's not that they act soft or submissive. You know, that's false humility ain't worth a quarter. People to say, I'm going to do this. Jesus even shared a parable with the Pharisee, asking them a question. A man said that he would obey his father and didn't. And then the other brother said he wouldn't obey him. But then he thought about it and he did it anyway. He said, which one obeyed the father? They said the one that actually did the work. And they answered the question. They had enough sense to answer this. See, that man was humble to his father. If you're humble to God, you do what God say do. You do what the word of God say do. You do what's written in his word for you to do. If you're humble to Jesus, you do what Jesus say do. If when the Holy Spirit guides you into all truth, you humble yourself. You yield to him and obey him. And so last week's broadcast, I talked about how there are many pastors that love God in spirit and in truth. And then there are people that want to do what they want to do. So they're going to try to oust that pastor. They're going to try to kick him out. They're going to get the deacons to vote him out because he not dancing according to our music. We need a pastor that's doing what we're doing. I've seen this happen, heard about it. And I've heard about it more than I've seen it. Then you get a lukewarm pastor that go along to get along. And the kind of people that he attracts are the kind of people that don't really want to know God anyway. And when you preach, anybody that preaches a compromise, man, it vexes people that really want to know God. So the tactics of the devil is so subtle. Once you buy into it, you can't see your way out of it. I don't care whether it's the drug culture, the sex culture, alcoholism. Once you buy into it, it's hard to undo it. Anything you if it's pride. See, God resists the proud. Proud people don't, if you notice, proud people don't learn much from the Lord, if anything. But it's the people who really love him, people who are sincere. They have the word, they have the treasure of God's word coming out of their mouth. God can sanction them. He can trust them with valuable information to help people come to the Lord. See, you don't, if you have a man that's sincere, God can use him better than a man that's more educated. And I want to show why. The man that's educated, he took time to learn. But if he wondered, if he drifted into pride, lust, or greed, and he stopped being sincere, then God can't trust him with godly knowledge. The Lord trusts those who are sincere, those who worship him in spirit and in truth. And then when he has the people for the church to work right, if the people love God sincerely, the more people he have that love God sincerely, like, then God can rest on that work. Not saying everybody in that church has to be A1 perfect, but when they have sincerity, then God can work with them. Because they'll be humble. They'll do the things of God. But see, people who love the world, they're different. They bought the lie. And they can't, it's not the same. So the Lord wants us to know him. And birds of a feather flock together, and men are no different. When I told people years ago on the radio, it's very important to find a good church home. Let God tell you where to go to church. And when you go, it's not that you're looking for perfection, but when you go, be humble to God and keep learning and be a blessing to the people around you. Love everybody. This is how it works. Love begets love. See, I said a person that's more sincere is more valuable than a person that's more educated, because God can make the difference. Don't forget that God can make the difference. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. This year, the audio page is page 7 for 2022. And there are some good things on there. The heart-to-heart broadcast are on there. Remember, these broadcasts are longer than the 15 minutes. So if you want to get the rest of the broadcast, go to newlivingletters.com and click on today's date. It's the radio broadcaster listed, LLM, then the day it first aired, the Sunday that it aired. Now, the Lord can do, and it's proven, when the Lord do great things, he finds sincere people that will stick with what he provides. But people that do their own will, not so much. He can't do it with them. He can't trust them to love his people right. And he can't trust a man that's wayward to do a perfect work. We have to consider these things as we go forward. Now, the enemy is trying to shut down every work of God. Everybody has real men of God know who the devil is. And as they grow in the Lord, they learn his tactics. They learn, they know how he came against them. It's not an accident that people love the world system. They're tempted to stay in it. They're tempted not to leave it. And if they break through and get saved, they're tempted to go back to the world system. The enemy will try to do things to aggravate their life, make them blame God for what they don't understand. But see, people that do know the Lord will be strong when others fail. They'll be strong, and they'll finish their mission. They'll finish the vision God gave them. They grow from glory to glory. And as you grow from glory to glory, you see things as they truly are. As you receive God's word in your heart, you'll stop being depressed. You'll continue the learning process, and everything works. So, see, the Lord, he can work. He's working, and the enemy don't want him to be represented correctly. Satan puts a lot of, he works hard, high and low, to try to find people to misrepresent the Lord. Everybody gets attacked as they obey God. But don't be afraid of the enemy. He's a liar. Like I said, his system is designed to hold you back. As you follow God, as you follow his word, as you're sincere, then the Lord can rest on your life. And he can cause you to understand things far beyond your age. You know, if you follow God, you'll find yourself speaking things far beyond your years. Nobody would expect you to know the things that you'll be able to speak. It happened to many people I know. It happened to me. And as you fill your heart with the word, you'll find yourself operating throughout this life in a better way. When you receive revelation from the Lord, you enter into a new glory. We grow from glory to glory. And when you enter into a new glory, you see what other people miss out on. Now, see, the way the things of God work, when you enter into his ways, every time you enter into a new glory, for instance, if God give you revelation you never had before, you can see things that others can't. You can see the world for what it is. Every glory you enter into, you can see it. You can see your situation. You know what God has done in your life. You know what you have a clear understanding, whereas before you were in wonder. But every time you go to a new glory, you can see what others can't see. But to the world is designed to its entrapment. There's no exit door to the world. The way Satan get one over on people, the Lord told me years ago that he enters a person's life through three avenues, their weaknesses, hurts, and fears. All right, as long as you buy into what he's doing, you can't see your way out. If a person's depressed, they can't see their way out. If in a situation, the things of the world are designed to look to hide God. Now, years ago, David Copperfield did, you know, he's a magic artist, so he made it look like the Statue of Liberty just disappeared in New York. Many people remember it back in the 80s or 90s when he did this. But the enemy is trying to usurp authority over the kingdom of God. Not just the human kingdom, but even the angelic kingdom and every realm above mankind. So he does it with his deception. Once you buy into it, you can't see what you used to see. And but the reverse is true. When just let's say a man has never been saved. Once he gets saved, now he see clearly. It's just like the man that wrote Amazing Grace, which happened to be a slave boat captain. He said, "I was blind, but now I see." He entered into the glory of salvation. The same is true for people who grow in the Lord. Things that used to be a big question mark when they learn from the Lord, hey, it's easy. The things of God is easy. When people heard what Jesus said, when he preached the Sermon on the Mount, they heard something they never heard before. They entered into a new glory. When they trusted him, those of them that trusted Jesus as their Savior, they entered into life. And they understood life. Whereas people, the Pharisees wouldn't, they saw it. They could even understand it. Some of the parables, they understood that he was talking against them. Sometimes, like I said, they were educated. They were sometimes more educated than the disciples were. But the disciples were being trained by Jesus. And so when they were being trained by Jesus, they were sincere and they learned beyond what the Pharisees could learn. But the Pharisees couldn't see what the disciples saw. See, everything that Jesus said, we grow from glory to glory. Everything that he said, he addressed the things that we were facing in life. And I love that new video that they made called Chosen. Well, in it, Jesus, when he did the Sermon on the Mount, he said, when people read this, they'll always be able to find me. If you want to know how to find Jesus, go to Matthew chapter 5 and do what he said do. Because we grow from glory to glory. Now, the disciples, they were always learning from Jesus. They weren't trained with the Pharisees' mindset and the Sadducees' mindset. They knew about it, but they were fishermen. They would go and listen to them in the synagogues. But their doctrine was untrustworthy. Their doctrine was leaven. Their doctrine was something to avoid. But the doctrine of Jesus was life and is life. And it opened the eyes of people that entered into it. You have to trust the Lord. You have to receive what he's saying as a way of life. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It doesn't solve all your, the healing process of life begins working in your life from the moment you first get saved. When you first believe on Jesus, whatever problems you have, many times they're still there. If you were in debt and in poverty, you still have debt and in poverty, but you got the life of God in you. And you have access to all forms of prosperity. And if you're wise, you will obey your way into it. We obey our way into the next glory. That's how we get there. We ask God to help us solve our problem. He gives us wisdom. And every time we act on the wisdom, we enter into a new glory. And as we enter into it, we find out that it works. And now you see why you over time you begin to see why God did it this way, why he said what he said. And that were things Jesus taught that it was hard for me to receive, such as turning the other cheek. I had to learn to turn the other cheek. Who wants to turn the other cheek? I trusted him as my Savior. I said to myself, now, you trust him as your Savior. Why can't you trust him on everything? Everything else works, but now you're going to say that this won't work? Well, when the time came, I didn't literally have to turn the other cheek. But I was so frustrated, I almost got in a fight. And then I didn't want to get in a fight. I wanted to represent Jesus. So I wanted to turn the other cheek, but I didn't have the strength to do it. And then the Lord spoke a word saying, everlasting life, to love a man whether he does you good or whether he does you evil. Then I had the strength and the will and the determination to not fight. I said, man, I'm going to go buy us a drink. We're going to talk about it. And when this happened, it amazed everybody. I was amazed because I experienced something that I never experienced before. I had the strength of God to obey him. In other words, in a sense, I turned the other cheek. Now I see how beautiful it is. If I would have broke down and fought that guy, matters would have been worse. We were at work. I probably would have got fired and him too. But I realized something. He was an older gentleman. He was testing me to see. I believe he was testing me to see if I really love God or not. Because we got along great up until that moment. When I got around the age he was, I realized what he was doing. See, some things happen not because it's not about you. It's people, they want to be sure, is God real? That worked out for everybody, and the Lord helped me stand. So when you enter into a new glory, if you never knew anything about healing and you experience healing and you study healing and you get other people, you help minister healing to other people, you grow from glory to glory, you're living in a new glory. Nobody can tell you that God don't heal after you've been healed and helped other people, lay hands on them and they got healed. When you enter into another glory, you see what you didn't see before. So this is necessary for the whole kingdom of God. But when people, even if a person it was sincere and they started learning of God and growing and doing better, then they start looking at the world. The world has a way of blinding their eyes and they'll forget where they came from. They'll forget the things of God. They'll forget the love that they used to walk in. The protocol of Ezekiel, and we'll look at that next week, but if a righteous man turns from his righteousness and do wicked, his righteousness will be forgotten. Just like if a wicked, and the reverse is true, if a wicked man seeks the Lord and becomes righteous, his wickedness will be forgotten. And this is called justice, folks. And we'll look at that either next week or whenever the Lord allow me to go there. But the ways of darkness is corrosive. It's evil. It's not something that you can trust in. It's something that tries to get in place of God. The enemy always wants his operations to look bigger than the ways of God. You know, and just like last week we talked about the music. The secular music world, They operate in greater finances. It's money driven. But then a lot of the people who were secular artists, they came out of the local church. Local churches. Not fabulous churches, but local churches. But you can make more money fooling with the world at that time, because people would put more into it. But now if the people of God will operate according to their gift and their dream, we can enter into greater glories And we can do all things through Christ. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.